This week's Torah reading is called Vayakel, which means, and he gathered. The Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the Jewish people to tell them the laws of how to build the tabernacle, the mobile temple in the desert for the Jewish people, etc. And the Torah continues saying that actually they did it in this way, in that way, exactly as Moshe Rabbeinu said. Now, before actually saying the instructions, Moshe said a small introduction, and the introduction is about Shabbos, the laws of the seventh day, Shabbat. Moshe Rabbeinu says, 6 days, in Hebrew, te'ose melacha, will be done work, and the seventh day you will rest, etc., etc. From there, from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu gives this introduction before actually saying how to build the tabernacle, our sages learn in the Talmud that which works we cannot actually do in the seventh day, in Shabbos, the works that relate to the building of the tabernacle. That's how our sages explain this connection between these two things. However, we still have to understand, why did Moshe Rabbeinu need to gather the Jewish people to tell them these laws? Like we see around the Torah many, many times that Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people many, many kinds of laws of different kinds of things and themes, etc., etc. However, he doesn't gather them. In this particular case, he found important to gather the Jewish people and he gave them these laws. So we have to understand what's this whole idea and the connection to this seventh day. In order to understand this, we have to understand a little bit better the expression that Torah uses when telling us that we should work for 6 days and the seventh day to rest. And the Torah says again in Hebrew, te'ose melach, will be done work. What do you mean will be done? I will do work. The explanation for this is that there are basically two types of work, two ways in which you can work. You can work involving yourself, really getting into the thing and considering that the work of your hands is that which gives you sustenance. And in that case, the more you work, the more sustenance and money you will have. And the more you involve your mind and your heart into your work, in the works of your hands, etc., the more money you will have. That's one way of working. But there's another way of working. Te'ose melacha, will be done work. Not that you will work. Actually, the work will be done by itself. What does that mean? You recognize, you understand that the source of all blessings is God. He is the one that gives everything. And your work is just a medium through which the blessing of God actually materializes in this world. And therefore, you don't actually involve your mind, your heart, like quality time, quality mind space, so to speak, in your work. You rather involve only as necessary for this particular work. It's true, there are works that really need mind and heart, etc. However, that's why I meant with quality against versus quantity. The quantity of time, maybe you actually apply more time in quantity to the work. But the quality of time you should actually apply to learning Torah, to connecting to God in prayer, etc. So that's what it means that when a person actually has the proper frame of mind and understands that God is the source of everything, automatically the work will be done by itself, so to speak. You will work, actually. You're going to have to go work for 6 days, and the seventh day you will rest. But that the work will be, te'ose, will be done by itself. This is why, actually, this particular building of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle, is actually a way of atoning for the sin of the golden calf. Why? Because the idea of sin of the golden calf is idolatry. And one of the very subtle forms of idolatry is to consider that there's something else besides God. There's some power in something besides the power of God. And that's exactly what happens when a person is working and feeling and understanding and thinking that actually the work is the one that gives you sustenance. Your boss is the one that gives you money at the end of the month. Rather, no. No, that's a very subtle form of idolatry. Rather, it's God giving you everything you have through the work of your hands, through your boss, and so on. That's why having the proper frame of mind of Moshe Rabbeinu saying, 6 days, te'ose melacha, will done work. If you really have this proper frame of mind in every single deed that you do around the day, around your whole life, then automatically you will be able to build the Mishkan, the tabernacle, for the presence of God to reside in the world. And that will atone for the sin of idolatry. And now we're going to understand why this parsha is called, why this section of this week is called Vayakel, to gather. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Jewish people, look, first of all, you have to have the proper frame of mind, of course, to know that God is the source of everything, of all the sustenance and health and everything. But before that, you have to have another idea in your mind. And the idea is that you have to gather all your powers, all your strength, every single millimeter in your life has to be focused towards God, has to be given to the service of God. And then automatically 6 days work will be done, and automatically you will be able to make the presence of God reside in this world. Now, this is an idea that can be basically applied to every single human being, Jews and non-Jews. For the Jews, it's talking about not just the regular mitzvot, the regular commandments that a person has to do throughout his life, that of course each commandment brings down the presence of God into this world, but also all those things that you can choose whether to do them or not, all eating and sleeping and your regular life, that's also a tool to make the presence of God reside in this world. That's for the Jews. But for the non-Jews, of course, every single deed that a person does in his life, when a person is conscious that God gives him strength and that God is the source of all sustenance and God is the source of all blessings all around the year, all around the months, all around the days, the whole day, when a person has this proper frame of mind, of course, the work will be done by itself. You will see with your own eyes the blessings of God being materialized in your work, and certainly the presence of God will be publicized all around the world, because a person is going to talk about God. The person is going to recognize and teach others about God, about the unity of God, about the commandments that he gives to the Jewish people, not to the non-Jewish people, etc. And that will ultimately bring the Messiah, Mashiach, speedily in our days.